the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from Brisbane, Australia. Here in the home of Tony and Patsy Caminetti, there's peace in this house. There's a call on your life. You have been sent here to this land. You know, I happen to have had a very close encounter with David Duplessis.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking about Smith Wigglesworth.
Yes.
And Smith Wigglesworth gave a prophecy that has to do with the coming of the Lord, and that just before he comes, here in this Southland of the Holy Spirit, that's what Australia means.
Right.
It's the uttermost part of the earth. From, just like Jesus said, power will come on you, and you'll be my witness from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And here we are at the uttermost part of the earth, and there will be a great outpouring all over the earth, I believe, and the church will be glorious for sure. The Bible says it, if Smith Wigglesworth did say it or not. But he did.
Yeah.
It's not exactly recorded anywhere. But anyway, I believe that you and Tony are here.
Yeah.
And really, to tell you the truth, when I was in Australia, I've been here, this is my eighth trip. I skipped a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But when I had been in Australia, and then I came to Singapore.
Yeah.
Patsy, you and Tony are a carrier.
Mm-hmm.
Of so much, you know, you have seen the move of the Spirit of God, and you are a carrier of a lot, even of what Brother Hagin taught, and of anointings of God when he lays hands upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want us to think about the fact that Jesus is coming, that you are here. It's so important now that we be led of the Spirit. Whoever's listening to this program.
Oh, my.
That you be where God wants you to be.
Yes.
Position you for the coming of the Lord.
And it really does have to do with positioning. Before God does anything, he gathers people to be in the right place at the right time with the right people. And there is a gathering, in not just in Australia, all over the world, God is getting people in the right places, shifting people.
That's right.
And establishing people so that they will be prepared to do everything that he wants them to do before he comes. And he is coming. And we will stand before him and give an account to him of what we've done in our bodies, in obedience. How can we do everything he's wanting us to do if we're not led by the Holy Spirit?
That's exactly
right. We can't
right.
be led by our minds. Can't be led by our friends. We have to be led by the Holy Spirit. And if we all are, we'll end up doing exactly what God wants us to do.
And Brother Hagin taught us that.
He did.
How you can be led by the Spirit of God. He has tapes out on it.
Yeah.
Has a wonderful book out on it. And then he taught us to walk in the Spirit is to walk in love.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, the last sermon I ever heard him preach was at camp meeting 2003. I sat on the side and I watched his face glowing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to my grandson, Cody, can you see his face? And to me, I could see like an illumination.
Beams.
And I walked up after he sat down. He taught on how to walk in love. And I think he said, I've forgotten how many years ago he said, 69 years ago or however many years ago, I determined that I was going to walk in love if no one else walked in love.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I haven't done a perfect job, but I've tried.
Yeah. And we saw him try.
We
saw him do it.
Oh, Patsy, I've seen so many things.
Me
I remember
too.
One time there came a split.
Yeah.
You know how splits come.
Right.
And some people walked away. And there'd been a little bit of division. Actually, they had been staff.
Uh-huh.
And Brother Hagin was in my office. This is one of the things I think about so much. And he said, always remember, when there's been like a split between you and someone else, always remember that God loves them just as much as he loves you.
Yeah.
And that God will bless them just as far as they will let him bless them,
mm-hmm.
just as he will bless you, just as far as you
will
let him
yeah.
bless you.
Oh my, yeah.
And you know, so many things he taught me, even at the two little yellow chairs there
yeah.
in my room, have just stuck with me they my stick whole with you. Life long.
You know, Tony's not here. He could do a better job of telling you this, but it's something that has we've gotten kind of a kick out of, but it's also been a tremendous example and teaching, actually, for walking in love. Where diversity is concerned, sometimes it's easier to walk in love with people that you always agree with. But what about the people that you don't see things eye to eye with? So there was some place that Brother Hay, and I won't mention who, but he was going to go minister for someone who had a completely different doctrine. And Tony knew what that doctrine was. Tony had gone over to the house to, you know, get his luggage. That was in the days that Tony was traveling with him and helping him. And so Brother Tony said, I heard you're going to such and such a place. He said, doesn't he teach along this particular line, and gave a title for it. And Aretha didn't, she questioned. She said, what's that? And Tony just about was going to dive into this doctrinal explanation of how wrong they were. And Brother Hagin spoke to him with those fiery eyes, like he said that Jesus spoke to him in those visions, in I Believe in Visions book. And he said, they're in the body, and Jesus told me to go there, and I'm going to go to them because Jesus said to go there. And he said, I don't care what they are, they're in the body. And boy, Tony said, he never ever went down that road ever again. He did not like to tolerate a divisive conversation about people in the body.
No, you know, Patsy, the body and the head. You can't get any closer than the head and the body.
No.
And in our own bodies, they do what our head tells them to do.
Yeah.
And that's the body of Christ in the earth.
Yeah.
The head is to tell us what to do. And we're to carry out the
just
orders.
Just carry it out.
And you remember how he taught us about communion.
Oh, yeah.
When you receive communion, it says in there that you must discern the body.
Yeah.
And he taught us, now that has a double meaning. You must discern that this bread is for your physical sustenance.
Right.
And that you can receive healing when you take this bread.
Right.
But it also says down there that not discerning the Bible is the cause of many being weak and sickly among you, and some have died early.
Yeah.
And he said that has to do with your discerning the body of Christ as one.
Valuing
that one body, valuing that unity. And if you don't do it, you could be weak and sickly.
Yeah.
And oh, Patsy, I tell you, I think of all those things we learned. And you know, my little Shelley was just 9 years old when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit under Brother Hagin.
Yeah.
And then the kids went down 2 years, 2 years, 9, 7, 5, and 3.
Hmm.
Chip was 3. And so they heard all their life Brother Hagin.
Right.
Because I had to listen to his tapes every day I went to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to bring the tapes home and listen to them while I did the work around the house, mm-hmm. and see what I could get, cook and things like this for the Word of Faith. And so Shelley, sometimes she will go out in ministry or whatever, and she'll say, Mom, they're a Rhema grad. How could they think this? Or didn't they hear Brother Hagin on this or that? And I say, Shelley, maybe they didn't hear every single thing of Brother Hagin for years and years and years like you do. And we still listen to Brother Hagin. The Lord told her to keep his voice going in her house.
Yeah.
So we listen. One of our things we love to listen to is the ABCs of Faith.
Right.
That tape series that Brother Hagin, just over and over and over, we listen to that. But a thing, too, is this book, I Believe in Visions.
Yeah.
When you have the picture in your heart and mind that Jesus is coming.
Yes.
And he's got a body on this earth to do the work.
Yes, he does.
And he's the head, and he's going to be guiding us and leading us.
Yes.
And as we've been looking at this book, I Believe in Visions, I've had a real desire to get that book into people's hands.
I can see why.
And for them to know, what is this that we... The Lord told me one time, in the body of Christ there are divine connections, glorious connections. And you are connected to the whole body. It's one body. But there will be people that you'll be really closely associated with. You're
right.
Not a hand, like fingers on a glove. You're not a hand floating out in the air.
No, no.
You scratch the back. You rub the feet. But you know, there's a whole bunch of us that have just sat right under Brother Hagin, been brought up under him,
mm-hmm.
and Rhema Bible Training Center.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart has especially gone out to all of us that maybe have been placed under his generalship or mm-hmm. tutelage or whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
to know who we are.
Yes.
We are the body of Christ.
Yes.
And Brother Hagin taught us, you are in him. The you are the body of Christ. It is the New Testament letters
yes.
that you need to be thinking on. And as we look at this book, I Believe in Visions, it's a story of his personal account of his life being affected by 8 visions, I believe, are told in here. He's had another vision since, mm-hmm. plans, purposes, and pursuits.
Mm-hmm.
But these visions gave him, told him, in it, Jesus appeared to him and told him that he had a commission
yeah.
to prepare the body of Christ for the second coming of the Lord.
Right.
And as we've looked at this book, you and I have looked at it again here,
yeah.
sitting on this couch, we have seen that in it are teachings that the Lord Jesus gave him. And he always told to Jesus,
yeah.
I want at least 2 witnesses of the Bible
yeah.
that this is true. And I see you, Jesus, standing here in front of me. But the Bible says out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, everything shall be established. So I want 2 or 3 scriptures from the Bible. And the Lord would always be pleased.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always give him those scriptures.
Right.
And so in this book, you're going to see so many things that have to do with the coming of the Lord.
Right.
And our being prepared for being the coming prepared. Of the Lord. My grandson, Brandon, is praying about going to Rhema next year. He's
right.
18. No, he's 19.
Yes.
And he's had a couple of visions of the Lord recently.
Wow.
Now, he's been brought up with that Brother Hagin's teaching in his house all the time. His mother listens to Brother Hagin's tapes. But I said, have you ever read I Believe in Visions? And he said, no, I haven't, Mimi. And I said, you need to read it, son. Because the Lord is great. I never had a vision of the Lord Jesus like that. But my grandson's had 2 of them. And I said, now, I want you to read Brother Hagin's book, I Believe in Visions. I want you to see that it's in the Bible that
yeah.
Jesus deals with people like this. And I want you to receive of the teaching of the Lord that he told us in this book. And I want you to at home. I want you to have this book. We're going to make you a special price on it. You can go online, Billy Brim, BillyeBrim.org, order there. You can write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. And you could contact Tony and Patsy Caminetti. And you can be a part of this great move of God down under.
Amen.
Here in the uttermost part of the earth that Brother Hagin wanted to be a part of.
he
and he's
did.
A part of it in you, Patsy.
He is indeed.
And the others that are around here.
Yep.
So you can give to the Caminettis. They're missionaries. And you can know that you've given a missionary offering to the Lord. Caminetti Ministries, make your check to Caminetti Ministries, Box 35337, Canton, C-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 44735. And just write a note to Tony and Patsy and say that you heard this and you want to have a part in their work here. They do a great work. That's Box 35337, Canton, Ohio, 44735. This is Billy and Patsy saying, Shalom,
Shalom. Shalom.